And we've already had our SML big guest of the week, but we're going to have another one right here. And it's arguable who's a bigger guest, because this is a good friend of mine. We have the same agent, but a great guy overall. Good family guy, Travis Lule. Travis, say what's up, man.
Bo, what's happening? Pleasure to be on the show.
Travis, man, I appreciate you coming on. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're probably getting a lot of media requests after that game this weekend.
Yeah, more than a normal week, I'll put it that way.
Man, so, you know, it's funny because I came into the league. So I'll introduce it for anybody that doesn't know yet. Travis Lule comes into the game this weekend and sets a CFL record. He goes 29 of 36 for 436 yards and 3 touchdowns. Man, Trav, first of all, man, how did it feel just not only getting back in the game, but just getting back in the game and playing at that ability that I think everybody in the CFL knows you have the ability to play at every single week?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know what? It was – I almost forgot how fun it is out there, man. That was my biggest takeaway. You know how it is in the heat of the moment. You're not thinking about anything. Obviously, I hate to see my guy go down. John Jennings is one of my best friends on and off the field. So to see him bang it up, obviously his shoulder bugging him, that hit a little close to home. So, I mean, there's no time to be emotional about it. I just got to buckle up my chin strap and go to work. You know, that's as a two, when you suit up, you just never know when or how you're going to be needed. And that was my time to step in and do it. And fortunately for me, I feel like I have good rapport with my teammates, even though I'm not on the field week in and week out with those guys. I've played a lot of football with Manny Arsenault, with Nick Moore, with Mark Arnuzzi, Brian Burnham. So, I mean, a lot of these are guys that I've played with, so I'm very familiar with. So it works well for the entire team that they're comfortable with me. They know what I'm about as a player on the field, so they don't go, oh, man, our backup's coming in the game. They're like, okay, Trav's up, let's roll. And that was kind of the mindset. You know, we're on the road, we got a job to do, and, when you've been out for a little bit, it takes a minute to get your eyes right. I took a couple of hits right off the bat, kind of jarred my senses into the game. And then, after that, I settled in. Kari called a nice game, found a good rhythm. I had no idea. Obviously, you're not paying attention to stats and numbers during the game, but came up to me towards, at the end of the game and said, boy, you just broke a record coming off the bench. I said, well, shoot, I wouldn't have guessed that, but it did feel pretty good out there. So, that's one big win on the road. Just have an opportunity this week to prep and get ready for Winnipeg.
Heck yeah, man. What I saw, it was funny to me, outside looking in, watching the game on TV. Everybody's talking, oh, flashback game from Travis Lule, throwback game. And that's not how I saw it. We all know the ability you have to play it. To me, what I thought was funny watching the game was the connection you have with Nick Moore. I guess a lot of guys wouldn't know that Nick Moore was obviously, he was in BC with you. And it looked like 2012, 2013 all over again to me. It was more like one of those, like, oh, no, don't tell me this connection's back. You know what I mean? It was, 10 catches, yeah, no, I think 220 yards, and it was fun to watch, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. If I didn't feel like I could play the game at a high level, it just wouldn't be the same enjoyable game it is for me. You prep and you stay ready every week, but to get out there and actually do it and complete passes and be part of a win was big. And like you said, I was emotional for Nick as much as anything. Nick was almost exactly 1 year out from hurting his ACL on a touchdown catch last year in Regina on a really subdued celebration as far as celebration goes. He barely does a little chest bump and his knee goes out. So it was weird. I saved a voicemail. Nick was one of my, good friends. I fought for Nick when he was a reserve and I was a starter, and G really got injured in 2012. I remember Mike Benavides was our head coach at the time, came up to me and said, which guy do you want me to plug in? Ernest Jackson looked good in the preseason. Ernest Jack was one of our reserves back then.
Yeah, that's crazy to think
Courtney
about.
Taylor caught a lot of balls through these lines. So I had Courtney Taylor, Nick Moore, Ernest Jackson all on the reserve. And I said, put Nick Moore in. I'm most comfortable with Nick. He moves and plays the closest to G-Roy we got. And so I fought for him way back then. And, he became, obviously a really, really reliable target for me for the next couple of years. And I saved on a voicemail on my phone for a while when he, in free agency, went to Winnipeg. He said, Trav, I just got to do this for my family. It's, it's good money. It's a good opportunity, this and this and that. And he said, we chuckled and said, you never know. Maybe we'll cross paths again someday. So to actually be on the field and, I'm throwing a high back shoulder ball and jump up and catch it, 10 feet out of the sky and celebrate that that moment was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I bet that's got to be pretty cool to go back to that. And not only that, after the game, is you two sit in the locker room and listen to that voicemail and just have a chuckle at that. Hey, man, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah, hit me.
This is something that a lot of people out there don't know that don't play the sport or play any sport, really. You know, I noticed that you had your hand taped before the game. You don't need to go into, you know, what it is, things like that. But when things like that happen, you know, because to me, in my eyes, two of my best games in my entire career was when I was sick. And I don't know if there's like just this, you know, chemical in your brain or what it is. But sometimes when something is hurting really bad or you're sick and, you know, I think about like Jordan's flu game, things like that. You know, what do you think it is that locks us in? And almost I feel like we play better, you know, once something has happened to us. One example is obviously Henry last year in the Grey Cup, you know, a guy that his knee, you know, he's kind of buckling, giving way or whatnot, and all of a sudden he focuses in and has a game he has. You know, what do you feel like as athletes for some reason or even quarterbacks that just helps us lock in?
You know, I got a theory. You know, there's probably a little bit of truth to it, but I just think you know, one of the biggest things that we can do, obviously guys playing professional sport are, you know, elitely gifted. Obviously some more so than others, but we have a talent or we wouldn't be here. But, you know, one of the biggest things that stands in our way is ourselves, right? Is our brain, is our mental process, whether I go, oh boy, I don't know if I want to throw this out route to my left because I threw an out route to my left last week at practice and left it a little bit inside. And, you know, I'm just going to work this other side of the field, whatever it is. Little things like that can creep up and get in the way. When you're sick or you got a little injury, you can't think about that stuff. It like distracts you from the things that could otherwise distract you, right? Like you have no choice but to uber focus on the task at hand. And so in a crazy sort of way, I mean, that just happened a couple years ago with John Jennings in 2015. It was one of his first couple starts. He was sick as a dog the whole day. And I'm saying, JJ, you're going to play one of your best games today, just exactly like what you were just kind of saying. And he did. He went out and he just dealt that night. One of his best games as a pro to this day, probably his third or fourth start. So I think there is a funny kind of way where it just in a backwards sort of way hones you in, doesn't allow you to get distracted, and it lets you find that zone that we're always as an athlete trying to find, where we're just reading and reacting. We're not overthinking. We're not getting in our own way. We're just going and playing the game. So, you know, that could be part of the case. I mean,
coming
off the bench, I don't have time to think about the game plan or any of those things. I'm just going out there and playing with my guys. So, you know, it's a good feeling. I know you know how that goes, but it's a good feeling when you find that spot.
I completely agree, man. It's like you just somehow, it's like your eyes, everything gets a little bit smaller. You see everything that much better. You just lock in, you zone in. And it sounds, you know, kind of funny to say, it almost just seems easy. And you don't even notice, you don't even notice it seems easy to you. You're just playing, you know, throw after throw after throw. And then all of a sudden somebody's like, hey man, you know, you just threw for 430 yards, coming off the bench. And you're like, huh? Like what? Like all you're worried about is how much time's left on the clock and are we about to win the game? But man, it was a hell of a game, Trav. It was so fun to watch. I know I don't have a lot of time for you, but, one quick one, a little bit less football related, but how did the hashtag what about Karen? How did you feel for Karen losing that $1 million on the kickoff return?
Oh man, I can just imagine being in her shoes and getting. I mean, what are the odds, right? I mean, right. You know, it's one of those things where how often do two kickoff returns happen in the same game? But shoot, when an opening kickoff happens, you can rest assured if that was my name had been called, I'd been dialed into every kickoff the rest of the way. And, I can only imagine her sitting there seeing it happen, thinking for a split second that was actually going to happen. The $1 million payoff was going to happen. And then to see the penalty flag happen at the bottom of the screen, it's too bad. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, what do you say? Calls happen, good, bad, or otherwise. Calls happen in football games that you know, influence the outcome. This time it just had a little extra influence on someone sitting and watching at home. So, you know, I was glad to see the league and a few sponsors from around the league step up and do a little something for her.
Yeah, well, that was cool.
As a token of appreciation and understanding what she might have been going through emotionally to think she'd won $1 million and then have it taken away.
Yeah, I don't know what all she got. I know she's getting a free trip to the Grey Cup, which is awesome for her. But shoot, man, Trav, I appreciate you coming on the show. I don't know if I hope you're still in there playing when we get to play you, because I'd love to get another battle against you, man, because they're always fun. But hope your guy JJ's all right, man. Give him my best. Tell the family we said hello.
I will. Same to you and yours, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Trav. That was BC Lions quarterback Travis Lule coming off of 436 yards, three touchdowns, coming off the bench after first play. Jonathan Jennings gets hurt and goes down. Man, it was fun to watch.